KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 16 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to, or actually partly to mostly sunny today, with a high around 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moran's of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop Thursday morning in Adams County resulted in a foot pursuit. Deputies had initiated the stop at around 11:16 a.m. on a vehicle traveling 72 miles per hour in a 55 zone. 18-year-old Emmeline Grace Stalgard of Corning fled from deputies on foot. Stalgard and 18-year-old Cameron Joseph Solari, also of Corning, had an active no-contact order in place from an incident that took place earlier this summer. They faced charges of violation of a no-contact order and interference with official acts. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Thursday arrested 36-year-old David Llewellyn Orkentine II of Clarinda. He was taken into custody on a Page County bench warrant for two counts of controlled substance violations for failing to appear at a plea and sentencing hearing. Orkenton was unable to post the $5,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail pending future court proceedings. Red Oak police last night arrested 48-year-old Michael Vaughn Cox of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 7:50 p.m., in the 1800 block of North 8th Street for public intoxication. Cox's cash bond was set at $300 in the Montgomery County Jail. United States Attorney Mark Crickbaum on Thursday announced that on Tuesday, November 12, 35-year-old Kentris Thomas Rhodes, 33-year-old Ashley S. Fleming, and 45-year-old Antoine Sanders, all from Chicago, Illinois, were sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court for their role in a conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, oxycodone. The investigation of Rhodes, Fleming, and Sanders began on August 16th of last year, when the Council Bluffs Police Department responded to a call from the Madison Avenue Hy-Vee on a report of a fraudulent prescription being presented at the store's pharmacy. Council Bluffs police arrested two individuals who had presented the forged prescription and then obtained assistance from the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and the DEA. Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement and the DEA determined that the two arrested persons were working for a Chicago organization that was sending out groups of people to buy oxycodone by forging prescriptions and giving them to area pharmacies. Rhodes, Fleming, and Sanders used vulnerable adults from Cedar Rapids to present forged prescriptions for the oxycodone. Using that method, Rhodes, Fleming, and Sanders obtained oxycodone from Council Bluffs, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and other locations in Iowa, in addition to pharmacies in Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri, and South Dakota. Rhodes, Fleming, and Sanders had obtained or attempted to obtain over 6,500 oxycodone pills through the use of fraudulent prescriptions during a nine-month period. As a result of their conduct, Rhodes was sentenced to 72 months in prison, Fleming was sentenced to 46 months, and Sanders was sentenced to 110 months in prison. All three were also ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release once they are released from incarceration. The case was investigated by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Nebraska State Patrol, Council Bluffs Police, Cedar Rapids Police, the Iowa Division of Intelligence, Chicago, Illinois Police Department, and the Drug Enforcement Administration, and it was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. 8 months after flooding began along the lower Missouri River, the amount of water being released from the dams upriver will start to be reduced later this month. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from the Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will gradually start to be reduced on November 23rd as part of its plan to cut releases for the winter. The amount of water being released into the river has been at 80,000 cubic feet per second, more than twice what is typical for months. By mid-December, that'll be reduced to 22,000 cubic feet per second. The river has remained high ever since the spring flooding because the amount of rain and melting snow flowing into the river was near record levels this year. And a state natural resources official say Iowa will report 622 river, lake, and wetland segments with impairments to the Environmental Protection Agency as part of its 2018 summary of water quality. That's a 2% increase over the 608 reported in the 2016 report. The Iowa DNR said that the 622 water body segments on this year's list had 831 impairments. An impairment means a segment of water body doesn't meet established quality standards. The most common river impairments in Iowa include bacteria presence and fish kills, for which the most common cause was animal waste. Iowa has more pigs and egg-laying chickens than any other state, and it constantly struggles to balance water quality and agricultural interests. most severe problem for lakes is algae growth, and that's often the result of nutrients such as phosphorus from farm fertilizer washing into the fields from the washing from the fields into the water. Environmental activists, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, say as evidence the state is failing when it comes to improving water quality. In our funeral announcements, Leroy Nelson, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services with full military rites for Leroy Nelson will be today at 11 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Daniels, age 93, of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Daniels will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Cletus Schmitz, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Cletus Schmitz will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clint Height, age 61, of Greenfield, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Clint Height will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at 16 Oaks in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Paula Randeries, age 64, of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for Paula Randeries will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Martha Gittens, age 91, of Stewart, died Monday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Memorial services for Martha Gittens will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Benora has arrangements. Lorene Schroyer, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died October 13th. Memorial services for Lorene Schroyer will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. Arlene Raub, age 94, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Following cremation, a celebration of life memorial service for Arlene Raub will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Dorothy Lefebvre of Harlan died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Services for Dorothy Lefebvre are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.